Well, I just closed this Tomb on Allen 3 days ago, and I think they're done for good. I don't think Allen's coming back. That's the end of the podcast. It's very depressing. It's very depressing. I've been in a drunken stupor for 3 days. It's been real rough going for me. But I guess I'm just gonna take Hogcast to the place it was gonna go to if Allen was to ever leave this mortal coil. And I'm going to be turning it into an ASMR cuck cast.
What's up, bitch? I'm back.
Wait, what's that? I just heard a voice, and I'm looking into the tomb. And
bitch, I'm back. What's up?
Allen, you're alive again.
I'm alive again.
And you're a cyborg now, and you're made out of the individual parts of individual razor products.
I am made of all the Razer products.
You are the Razer brand. Come back to life to free us from our
sins. Glowing. I'm pulsing with multicolored light. I'm chroma.
You are chroma. Look at you. You're RGB. My mechanical keyboard only has one color. It's fucking blue.
It's shit brown.
No, it's shit. Well, that's what my keys. They're shit keys. They're shit brown keys. You
got the brown switches?
Yeah, I'm going to get those brown switches. You, on the other hand, are fucking clickety and clacketing around like you're walking on a cloud or something. Tell me, how was your return to heaven?
First of all, God, I asked him, he's Valsel.
Oh, hell yeah.
So he's like one of us. Let's see. So everything was good. I went there. I was talking to him about the podcast, and as soon as he found out that I did this podcast, he kicked me back out, and now I'm back.
So, because he needed you to keep, well, I don't want to assume.
No, he didn't actually say anything. He just
so you're saying God's a man, a big strong man.
I am saying God is a man.
A big strong man with big arms.
He does have pretty big arms. But he has really small legs.
Can I tell you what my personal vision of God looks like?
Sure.
John Tapper from Bar Rescue.
Yeah, and I think he did actually tell me that the Earth is like a bar.
Oh.
So
and right
that would
now,
make a lot of sense.
Right now, their menu is obscured and very confusing. Like, they're like, some of them, they're serving Philly cheesesteaks and tacos. Nobody will know what to order.
First of all, who's ordering all this crazy food at a bar anyway?
I don't know, but it's making the menu confusing.
The only thing I've ever ordered at a bar is like fucking like nachos or chicken strips.
Yeah, chicken strips. It's usually chicken strips. The one time I ordered chicken strips at a bar, they were so fucking hot, it was like lava in my mouth.
No, that happened to me once too, and one time it was so hot, and I feel like the chicken was like tough or something, because when I bit in there, I bit into the chicken, and then the entire piece of chicken came out, and all I had left was the crispin.
Ah, all the
crispin parts. The crispin glovers.
Oh, the crispin
all I had
glovers.
Left.
You know why they called him? Because in Australia, he's known as Crisping Glover, because he's a big fan of Crispings, which is what those are actually called. But they got kind of miscued here in America, so we know them as Crisping Glovers.
Okay.
So anyway, you've returned from heaven, and you've come to do God's work here by recording a podcast about Sonic the Hedgehog and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of movies did you watch in heaven? Did you see any good movies lately?
I watched the 7 movies you watch in heaven. So, do you want to know what the 7 movies you watch in heaven are?
I'm going to guess right now they're all Happy Madison productions, because they're so funny.
Well, 3 of them are.
Oh.
Can you take a guess at which Happy Madison productions they
are? Probably not Grandma's Boy, because that's got boobies.
No.
Well,
here's one you wouldn't guess. Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, that's so funny. Well, I mean, Popeye's Chicken is the shiznit.
That's true. What about the other two? What are the other two?
Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, sure.
I got
that's one of them.
I got that one.
God loves that.
What's
the other
falling
one,
Russ? Down? No, Falling Down's the...
Falling Down is not...
No, I
would... Not...
What's the one with 9/11 again?
That's
Rain Over Me.
Oh, Rain Over Me. Yeah,
that's
Rain Over
a,
Me is the third
that's
one.
That's not a Happy Madison production.
It's not, though, but it is one of the other movies.
Oh,
so you got
okay,
that.
Okay. And what was that one where Jeremy Piven was a car salesman?
It's not that one. It's Big Daddy.
Oh, it's Big Daddy. Of course it's Big Daddy.
So it's Big Daddy.
I get mad
it's Big
about
Daddy, Little Nicky.
Can I get all on my Big Daddy rant again? I know how much you hate it when I go on a Big Daddy rant. Yeah,
sure.
He had the fucking drinking fountain with that shot out fucking Squirt. No, it wasn't Squirt. It was Hawaiian Punch, which sounds fun and delectable. But could you imagine how fucking disgusting that fucking water fountain would become?
Yeah, that'd be disgusting.
It would be fucking disgusting.
Well, here's the thing, Russ. Now think about this.
It would be a sticky, disgusting mess. It would be horrible. Horrible.
Now, Russ, first of all, you should know better as a sticky, disgusting mess. you know, soda fountains, they don't get sticky and disgusting.
Yeah, because it's water.
Wait, soda fountains?
Oh, that's because it's a tap, right? Like,
I mean, it's a little bit different. I guess it depends on what kind of fountain. If it was like a water fountain...
Yeah,
then it'd be weird because then it would be splashing everywhere and people. It's yeah, I guess.
It's got a basin. It's got a basin. Almost a basin. A basin is what me and my boys call like when we just head to the local youth center and just start slamming on our bases. Have you heard my cover of Third Eye Blind's? I don't know a Third Eye Blind song.
I have heard that cover.
The desperate the desperate googling of a Semi Charmed Life. Have you heard my bass cover of Semi Charmed Life?
Sure.
So
yeah, I've heard that.
Gotta hit A. And you bring it up with a B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the buttons you hit in Guitar
then
Hero.
Then you slap the D. Oh, man. Do you hear that chord? Ooh. Zip it,
if there's one thing I like, it's slapping the D.
Slapping the D. It's my favorite chord. I love the D chord, and I love the D. Welcome to Hogcast, Speedy Delivery,
heaven.
The number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast, and the number one independent religious podcast. We're not part of some fucking... cuck organization that's trying to take the Christ out of Easter. Turn it to the egg celebration.
Oh, like Eggman. Ooh.
I fucking hate the Eggman. Ooh, I can't believe that sinewy little fuck. Well, he's actually very fat. I don't know why he'd be sinewy.
I mean, he does have some sinew in there somewhere.
He's just a sinewy... His personality is sinewy, if you think about it. Anywho, that outrageous fuck... has wormed his way into Easter for too long. That there was Sonic's Christmas Blast for The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, where he tried to take over Christmas 2, as we all know, where then Sonic proceeded to save Christmas and become the new Santa Claus, ostensibly, for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm,
And he's just the worst. Just a real fucking shit show.
He's bad. He's just very bad.
Eggman, you fuck... Hallmark owns Valentine's Day and is trying to actively kill Volcel people, who are the second or third most oppressed people in the country. And because we're fighting for you all, and you none of you will listen. Anywho, let's not get into
that's it. That's true.
And fucking this weak-ass Eggman with his flabby arms is trying to control what foods I eat on Easter. You know what I'm going to eat on Easter, Alan?
A MILF pussy.
Yeah, MILF pussy.
That's what I'm eating.
Also, you can eat pussy and be Volcel still, because you don't have to enjoy it.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that's why whenever I do, I just make like a PU face and go like, oh, man. I act like it's Brussels sprouts. I actually do like Brussels sprouts. That's the difficult part.
I don't. That's the fucking part I hate about it.
Brussels sprouts are good. They're like little cabbages.
Monster. So I can do whatever I want. I could even eat denim for the holidays, which brings us to Quillad's Talk Shop. Personally, I bought jeans recently.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've listened to a lot of podcasts where people talk about jeans and I desperately want validation. Because whenever I think people hate buying jeans a lot and bring it up on podcasts. So
now Russ, last time I saw you, you didn't own any jeans. You just had some burlap sacks that you sort of stapled into crude pants.
That's all the rage out here on the West Coast. You know, we're not like you.
I mean, in Portland, yeah. I mean, keep Portland itchy, right?
We always want itchy and scratchy clothing, mostly to rub against our nipples. Bras don't exist.
And also itchy and scratchy clothing, because you just love The Simpsons.
It's a low rent. Yeah, have you ever watched a bad movie and it seems like none of the women are wearing bras?
Yes, that's every Neil Breen movie.
Yeah, every Neil Breen movie, most like sleazy 80s Italian films, or like 70s Italian films. Pretty much most Italian films, actually. Bras don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I live in a low budget movie because bras aren't real out here. Bras, nobody wears bras. We just want chafed, itchy nipples because we're all wearing burlap sacks out here.
So that's the thing, is that everybody there, you have to have shirts with like little red dots on them because your nipples are going to chafe and bleed through your shirt.
I just want to specify too, by everyone I mean awful white people.
That's basically everybody that lives in Portland, mostly,
no,
right?
No, there's cool people here.
Okay. Yeah, there's non-white people, aka cool people.
Yeah, there's some cool people here.
Okay, yeah,
there's
sure.
a lady at my work who's really nice, named Lynn.
Oh, that's nice.
Really nice. Thank you, Lynn. Lynn, if you're listening, thank you.
Lynn, I hope you're
my
listening.
My improv comedy teacher is nice. I said improv comedy teacher, and I'm like, ugh.
Russ, do you actually have an improv comedy teacher?
Yeah, I go to improv class.
I didn't, you've never told
me
this
before.
I've
said it multiple times. I'm taking improv lessons.
Not to me.
Do you want to,
I thought you were joking
before. Do you
want
to initiate a scene, Alan?
Yeah, let's end.
Okay. Lovely weather.
Somebody give us somebody give us a suggestion. It's Fruit Guy, everybody.
No, it's just a recording of Fruit Guy. That's what I use as my phone.
Oh, wow.
I use it as my phone.
Oh, this
call.
Is.
It's my phone.
Oh,
my,
wow.
Like,
this is that tape
phone.
That.
Hello there?
It's very weird. No, hold on, Russ.
I have
this,
a phone
this
call.
Tape of Fruit Guy.
Excuse me. Hello?
Oh, am I on the phone with you?
Oh, hey, everybody. It's the cat from, Yo-Kai
cat
Watch.
In the hat with, the cat
Yo-Kai
from
Watch.
Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers.
Hey, Yo-Kai Watch cat, what's up?
Hey, I've got, like, a blue tail and, eyebrows that look like
Alan,
clouds.
Stop talking. It was a wrong number.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait, I thought I was the cat.
No, I was just watching the anime, wrong number. Anyway, is that an anime?
Oh, what I was going to say is that this tape of Froop Guy, this Werner Herzog gave it to me and said, you must not listen to this tape, you must destroy this tape.
You must destroy this tape.
That's a hot Grizzly Man reference to the tape he gives of, like, he gives somebody a tape of the Grizzly Man dying.
I think I just learned... I may have wasted my money taking improv lessons because that was the funniest fucking scene.
Yeah, here's the thing, Russ. I was about to say, is it time to bring back our improv bros?
Oh, the improv bros? Yeah, maybe fuck the Hogcast.
Maybe it's just improv
maybe
bros.
Instead of like a loose radio show informational format, faux NPR style.
Okay, so first of all, maybe we should go full NPR style. And we should go investigate something.
We should go find...
And fall in love with a criminal.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's fall in love with a criminal. I love criminals already.
Basically, yeah.
You know...
So we need to talk to them while they're in jail, and they just kind of say some vague answers. Hollywood Handbook already did this bit, so I can't do it again, actually.
Listen, people are always vagging me on Twitter. I want to get vagged in real life.
By a criminal.
By a criminal. Oh, my God. Then again, I don't like Twitter drama, though, and I feel like prison drama's... Do you think prison drama's better or worse than Twitter drama?
Well, here's the thing. Prison school has lots of prison drama, and it's arguably the best drama.
Yeah, that's true. You got me there. But we don't... Do we have... We don't have any cool babes on Twitter. We just have sad people. Do we have any babes on Twitter?
You know what? There's some babes on
Twitter. Some babes on Twitter, man.
Not any of them, because I have a monopoly.
Oh, yeah, Alan's denying me the...
I'm denying you the babes.
I like this thought that this person's like, should I follow Russ? And Alan's like, no, you shouldn't.
Don't.
He might get some self-esteem, and then he'll go run off.
Then he'll quit the podcast. Which I would actually like. But...
Would you though, Alan?
Not really.
As a person who loves suffering.
You know what? That's fair.
You hate the podcast, but you love...
I like the idea that like a pretty woman would follow you on Twitter, and you're like, oh man, I'm doing good in my life. I should go...
Oh, things are looking up for the Russ, man.
Hey, everything's coming up for Russ.
I should look over my resume and apply to that job I was too worried to get... wouldn't get into. You know what? Anything can happen. Thanks.
Hey, she's feeling my content. Maybe, Google
hey,
will.
Hey, thank you, Snakefucker420. You know what? You're right.
That's my alt.
Fuck.
I've been catfishing and gaslighting you this whole time.
Why? How you can't gaslight that, which is too dim. Anyway.
That's true. Speaking of gaslighting and Persona 5.
Persona 5. There are some
and
babes
Russ, you've
in that.
Never played a Persona
I
game.
I played the first hour. I got to the first dungeon in Persona 3, and I couldn't figure out how to save. And it made me so angry I never played it again.
Here's the thing, Russ. You should just play Persona 5.
Actually, I was talking... So, a few years ago, they were making the Persona crossover with Fire Emblem. And I was like...
Oh, yeah.
My sister at the time was going through a big Fire Emblem kick. She basically was going game by game through the Fire Emblem series. And I was like, hey... She's probably going to buy this new Fire Emblem Persona game. I should get her Persona 4 so she gets what the Persona series is. And she kind of burnt out on Fire Emblem. That's what happens when you beat like three of them in a row.
I get burnt out on Fire Emblem before I ever finish a game.
I never beat Fates. I waited so long and was so ready for Fates.
I have never beat a Fire Emblem game because I always get really bored and then I give up.
You fuck the maid and have a kid and then you're like, eh, it's good.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm out. See ya. Going down the hill. Goodbye.
Yep.
I fuck the maid. That's usually a bad thing, but in anime, it's a good thing.
That's true.
That maid. She was no... Oh my god, who's the girl that everybody liked in?
Tharja?
Camilla, yeah. Number two behind Camilla. I should have said. I started with the Neo one? Noir one. No. The fuck was the Hoshido? I started with the Hoshido one and planned to go on the Noir one because I wanted to play the better one second. And
So you just played the bad one and you never finished it.
Yes.
Good job.
It didn't work out.
You know what? That's okay. Persona, though, I think you'd like.
But we were actually talking about playing that copy of Persona 4 I got my sister the other day. Like, we might play that at some point. So maybe I'll catch up and play the 10-year-old game. Or 8-year-old game. And then...
Persona... If you're going to play Persona 3, only play the PSP version. Mm-hmm. If you're going to... Persona 4 is still fine. Persona 5 is just easier and better and more interesting than Persona 4. Because guess what, Russ? You get to have guns.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
You can buy guns, and you can become friends with a gun store owner, and he can customize your guns for you.
Are they airsoft guns or real guns?
They're airsoft guns, but when you take them into the world of Persona, into the cognitive world, if they look real, then they become real guns.
So I've heard this is a game that's about, corruption and, things like evil societies and people with dark hearts. Are you just a Japanese person entering America?
It is exactly like that. You're entering America and you're taking down all these Baka Gaijins when they're corrupt and their corrupt ways.
It's the worst sentence I've ever heard. The Baka Gaijins. The corrupt Baka Gaijins must be brought down. I am the leftist anime fan.
That's true. I am Gaijin Goomba.
It's like the, oh man, what if Gaijin Goomba was militant anti-fa?
Here's the thing. Yeah, what if Gaijin Goomba joined the left?
Hear me out. PPG is headed back to America.
Gaijin Goomba's going to take his place.
YPG Goomba.
YPG Goomba. Yeah, I'm so into it.
He's praying over his hot Goomba wife, as he walks through a minefield. Oh my god, that rules.
He's like, this is just like Sword Art Online. I can do this.
Oh my god, think about this though.
Yeah.
JonTron. This is an open letter to JonTron. I will subscribe to your channel for the first time if you join the YPG.
JonTron, if you go fight ISIS, I will forgive you of everything.
JonTron, if you want to win back my heart and my mind, I think gaming's heart and mind, because video gamers have never had any problems with racism or sexism or hate speech at all, and you're the first gamer to ever do any of these things, join the YPG.
Join it. Just put your money where your mouth is.
If I ever fuck up too bad, I'm joining the YPG.
I mean, yeah, I think that's a good out.
If I say the F slur on Twitter, which I never will, but if I were to, you know, I could join the YPG.
It's a legitimate way to just amend for your wrongdoings.
If I cheat on somebody, I don't know who, with an underage group, that's not funny anymore. But just think about it. Just join the YPG.
Wait, did somebody do that?
I don't know. I was trying to think of, like, weird Twitter people who did gross stuff.
If you get hit with a pizza.
If you get hit by a pizza, I mean, we will stop. I would stop making fun of Hell Homer right now. Hell Homer, this is an open letter to Hell Homer, JonTron, PewDiePie.
Dildo Hitler.
Dildo Hitler. Who else?
Whom else? Snack Pack. Snack Pack, you gotta go to...
Snack Pack, pack your bags. Meet with the FBI. You're going to fucking Syria.
Okay, but what if Snack Pack was just in there, like he walks up to like an ISIS guy and he's like, no one ever is like, he like puts a flower in the ISIS guy's hair and is like, now you look beautiful. You look beautiful before though, or something like that.
You look prettier without makeup.
Or say like let's go eat pizza and watch a movie or something stupid like that. I forget what Snack Pack ever does. It's all like posy and like let's go eat pizza.
Yeah, except when he makes fun of when he's like compares black people to monkeys or something. I don't remember what that bad tweet was, but it's fuck that guy.
I mean, it's most likely anyway, that. That sounds like something he'd probably do.
Snack Pack, you fuck. Snack Pack, you're heading to Syria. I'm 100% serious about though. Like, what did that rule though?
It would rule.
Everybody I hated went to Syria. That would probably turn the tides of the war if you ask me though.
I think
everybody I hate.
Here's the thing though. I think if we send all these YouTubers to go fight ISIS, I think ISIS will just be like, man, these guys are fucked up. And then maybe they'll be scared of us.
They're more militant. Like, tell them that ISIS doesn't run at a full 60 FPS. Like, they will charge into battle.
They'll be like mad because, like, they're like, you guys aren't even trying to no-scope. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, ISIS is... using like improper use of microtransactions. They'll be like, I've got a fucking rant for them and a fucking bullet.
God damn it.
Angry Joe, you've done ostensibly nothing wrong.
Uh-huh.
You gotta head to Syria.
PewDiePie is just screaming Daesh at people just to piss them off.
The People's Movement.
God damn it.
God, I'm saying it. I'm saying it right now. This is We should be PR agents / recruiters for the YPG. God, that rules so hard. Brandon Wardell also.
Brandon Wardell, he should go.
He should go. I mean, that's the natural conclusion.
I think he even retweeted somebody saying he should go fight ISIS. So, like, he knows he should go.
You know what? You know, Syria has a lot of temples, and so does our... worst transition I've ever seen.
I guess does a pyramid count as a temple? Because I went to one of those in Persona.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything about it, but, I mean, it was from the trailer, so there's a temp. Japan is filled with temples.
We'll just turn temple talk into Persona talk.
Russ, here's something. A lot of the Personas that you can get are named after mythological gods and other figures.
Who had temples, yeah.
Who had temples.
Now, Alan, I don't like teens. I don't like city. I take public transit, and whatever teens are talking next to me, I get afraid they're going to make fun of me. Will these teens in this video game make fun of me?
Here's the thing. You, as the Persona protagonist, do get owned constantly. People do say are mean to you, and it happens. So.
But is it good? Like, are you loving it? Like. Are they calling you?
You do get owned by, like, your teacher and a nurse, or a doctor, rather. And, like, you do get owned by people.
Everybody. Wait, tell me about the doctor.
The doctor, she's goth. She runs a clinic. She has experimental drugs. Like, I think they might just be, like, Alex Jones supplements. Like,
Nootropics?
They're just nootropics. She gives you nootropics and is testing them out on you to see, like, because you tell her, like, I need medicine to do better in my studies. And she gives you nootropics.
Hell yeah.
And she's goth, and, like, you develop a romance with her. And she calls you up and is like, hey, take some nootropics. You gotta try this new stack.
That rules. She's great. Your mate, that soul, the fact that you can romance her is selling me on this game harder than most things.
I mean, it happens.
Is she a teen?
No. She's like 20 or 30.
Oh, no.
Also, your teacher is.
Wait, what?
You can romance your teacher. You didn't know that?
No.
Russ, you didn't know that?
No.
There's like several adults. You didn't know this?
I didn't. I really don't know a whole lot about Persona.
You can, like, romance a lady reporter.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it happens. Now, see, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I haven't got this far, but I'm afraid to do that because I'm afraid that, like, my teen friends are gonna, like, say, like, what the fuck? Like, everybody's gonna get mad at me if I do.
Teens stick together.
That's the thing. So, like, I'm afraid that, like, the teens or other adults are gonna bust me.
Teens.
Because I'm an adult, so I'm me as the player. I'm an adult, so I should be able to make this choice. But these teens, the video game teens, are gonna own me.
That's why I told you I'm afraid of the teens. I probably will never play Persona now that I know these teens will own me.
That's the thing. God damn. The teens are going to own you.
No matter what. If the teens don't... You know what also starts with a T and owns us all?
We already did...
Time.
Oh, time.
Time.
I was about to say, we already did Temple Talk. That starts with two T's.
You know, I never noticed that. This is our TT section.
TT sounds like something that, like, somebody would call... like boobs or genitals, like in, like, the 1940s.
Yeah. Ah, I find a pair of TTs at the Nickelodeon.
Gross.
That lady's got a pair of gams. That's more a 1950s thing, though.
I feel like that's something they say in detective things. So it's like 40s mm-hmm. or 30s.
Hey, true detective. Speaking of true detective, let's talk about a true sniper. Robin in the Robin Millet.
Robin's Millet.
It's Robin's Millet. We have a minute to talk about what Robin's been chewing on this week in her award-winning tweets. Okay, everybody, 3, 2, 1, go.
Robin's playing Persona 5, but she doesn't really like it that much. She likes some parts of it. She likes the gamer girl.
She doesn't listen to this, so I'm kind of confused because I don't play video games I do like.
I mean, so that's fair.
Like,
but here's the thing. She got to the gamer girl, and she likes the gamer girl.
I know. What kind of games does the gamer girl
play? Well, hold on. First, here's the thing. She's a lot like me in that she has a bunch of... Her computer is glowing green, and she has, like, multiple glowing green monitors, and she's a hacker. I think she plays fighting games. I don't know what she plays beyond that. I haven't really got that far in the story, but I do know she games, and she does hack. So that's good. The artist guy is basically Rohan, but, like, nicer.
Nice Rohan.
Like, he's still...
I don't know. That's kind of a downgrade, if you ask me.
That is a downgrade, but he's, like, nicer, but still, like, a weirdo artist.
Does he ever find an evil enchanted purse at some point?
Not yet, no.
Oh. We'll never find out. Well, you have to play the game now if you want to know if he has
now, Russ, you're going to have to play the game if he gets the purse.
Or fucking enchanted purse.
Or see if he has to go search for some sort of shellfish. To help out his Italian chef friend. Or gets hit on by a ghost. That happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, that happens to Rohan. Like, Sam, I don't know if Sam listens. Sam doesn't listen. Sam's got bigger things to fry. But, bigger things to fry. People fry our podcast
out? So, yeah, Sam's just downloading episodes of, like, the Beastcast or something, and then he puts a flash drive in a pan and fries it and eats it.
Tasty.
So that happens.
Speaking of, hey, listen. Hey, Alan, listen to this.
Ugh.
Hey.
Oh.
Ooh, get ready for this.
Ugh.
I'm probably peeking into my mic right now.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Alan. Hey, what?
I'm going to edit out the last part, or edit it down to get rid of the peeking part. Hey, Alan.
Hey, what?
Speaking of tasty.
Oh.
You hear that? I had a transition that a normal human would use.
Oh, that is something. You didn't say tasty before, though, did you?
Yeah, well, no. I was going to get to it. Yeah, I did say tasty. At one point, we were talking about tasty things.
Fuck, this transition sucks. It's
Yeah, well, you ruined it. It's your fault.
It's Domino's Goes, bitch. I hate you.
Domino's Goes, you monster human. Ugh.
Guess what?
Ugh, I fucking hate you, Alan.
I had several different types of pizza. I had the fucking Smokehouse again. It's good. I don't know how much I can sell you guys on the Smokehouse. It's good.
It's consistent. It's a consistent level of quality that's unreal.
Yeah, it's good. So, but I had two other pizzas. I had a Tombstone brick oven style pepperoni. This is the first Tombstone pizza I've had in a long time because I swore off a Tombstone pizza after I ate them constantly for like a year or two. And you know what? The brick oven style, not that bad. It's a thin crust kind of pizza. This kind of reminded me because I made a tweet about it. Now, Russ, I want to know if you've ever done this. Whenever you make a frozen pizza, have you ever just grabbed a frozen pepperoni and then eaten it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I do that like every time I have a pizza.
It's fine. Yeah. It's not crazy.
It's not crazy. Everybody else said it was crazy.
It's not standing up or like it's wiping not, standing up or anything.
No,
so.
It's not like that. That's crazy.
Alan?
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody.
Yeah, what's up?
I switched to sitting.
Good. Now, Russ, here's what you need to do. So standing wiping up is the tiny brain. You need to get on galaxy brain level, which is bidet like me. You got to get a bidet, Russ. I promise you, just like spend like the $50 on a bidet or whatever. It will change your life.
Yeah. I have $50 sitting around.
Listen, Russ, I usually wipe my money with cash, but I don't have to anymore.
You wipe your honey with cash?
My money. I said I wipe my money with cash. This doesn't make any sense.
You wipe your honey with cash. You mean your hymie?
No, I said I wipe my money with cash. And that doesn't make any sense because that just means I'm rubbing my money together.
You've become Dr. Moneybags at this point. And you're fucking... did you see that save there?
You know what's fucked up? Do you know what's fucked up, though?
What?
Do you know what's fucked up? That
what?
That in my mind, I substituted the word ass for money.
That's what I'm saying. You become Dr. Moneybags. And all you think about is the ring jing jingling of your fucking coin purse. And now you become the dollar. You're like
Moneybags.
15 steps removed. You're 15 steps removed from Papa John's.
I'm like Moneybags from the Spyro games. I'm gonna.
That's a character.
Yeah, he is.
I'm gonna Google this.
He's the fucking guy that always charges you to build a bridge.
I don't like this character.
Ravi would know. Look, Ravi. You know what, Russ? As soon as I typed in money bags, the first thing that popped up is Spyro.
Ugh.
Look at this guy. Here's the thing, though. He looks like he's dressed like a butler, and that's like a proletariat.
He looks more... Oh, yeah. I would say bourgeoisie. No, he looks like a 1920s, like, West Egg fucking...
Now, here's the thing.
Great Gatsby fuck.
Here's the thing. In Spyro, A Hero's Tale, and Spyro, Shadow Legacy, he got problematic, I think. He developed an Egyptian accent and started wearing a fez and, like, Middle Eastern clothes.
Cultural appropriation.
So I don't know what happened. He used to just be like explicitly British, and then he turned Egyptian and started dressing differently and had a different voice.
Was this commentary on the US's need for foreign oil or something?
I think it might have been.
Reveal yourself, cowards. Say what you will. There should be a game about this.
So anyway, what I was trying to say is I usually wipe my ass with money, but now I don't have to, because I can just spray water at my ass. That was the joke.
You should, to bring it back to Big Daddy, we never established what the other four movies were, but all I really cared about were the happy.
Well, here's the thing. Big Daddy, yeah. He pees on the side of a building.
Oh, no, I was going to say it was the water fountain with Hawaiian punch. What about the bidet with Hawaiian punch?
Now, that's good, too. Now, here's the thing. Do you think there would be any benefit of shooting Hawaiian punch at your ass?
It would be some Hawaiian punch, yeah.
I mean, well, I think it would clean off all the shit, but also, your ass would taste sweet like Hawaiian punch. It would also stain your ass red. Like a baboon.
All the ladies around town call Ellen Hawaiian lunch plate.
A Hawaiian lunch plate?
A Hawaiian lunch plate.
That's not a thing, is it?
Because you got that fucking sweet break. Yeah, that's Hawaiian. You've never had a Hawaiian lunch plate
before? No, what the fuck is that?
It's like Hawaiian barbecue.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Hawaiian lunch plate. It's great. I guess it's plate lunch. It's fucking rad. Go to your local Hawaiian plate lunch place, everybody.
I don't think there is one in town.
We've got several, but
that'll see a West Coast thing.
Yeah, it's probably is.
Plate lunch.
Plate lunch. It's delicious.
It's awesome. Apparently it's analogous to our meat and threes. A meat and three.
You have one?
No, we have meat and threes. That's like Southern. It's a Southern equivalent where you pick a meat and then three other things.
Yes.
Like three sides. It's similar to the concept of that.
A meat and three. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, meat and three. I want to meet three.
I would like to meet three people.
I'd like to meet three people. The three
side dishes you meet in heaven.
The only people I meet now are fucking people on public transit.
Well, teens on the bus, yeah.
They're teens on the bus and they're like joking and laughing and I don't get anything they're talking about.
They're talking about Minecraft. PewDiePie and Minecraft.
They're talking about some Minecraft guy who made a dick in Minecraft, and I'll be like, I made a dick in Minecraft back in 2012.
And you're like, hey guys, do you know about Gulan?
Do you want to talk about Sonic Spinball?
I thought you were just trying to talk about modern like politics with these kids.
What do you prefer? The Sonic CD American soundtrack? The Japanese one. Oh. That's what I sound like on the bus.
Yeah,
so like I'm constantly gonna throw up. Also,
the thing is that you keep on getting hit in the stomach by these teens, and it's knocking the wind out of you.
So you bought a tombstone or something, and you're preparing for your death. But I want to hear about this other pizza that you got.
The other pizza. Well, so I had one piece of pizza from my brother went to Mellow Mushroom. We have a Mellow Mushroom in town. I must never go to it because it's downtown. And it's a pain to get to. But we have a Mellow Mushroom in town.
You don't want
to
see Macklemore there.
No. Oh, and his fucking moped.
I wish he'd Mackle less.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dildo Hitler.
I wish he'd Mackle off, if you ask me.
Now, Russ, I heard that's what you call jacking off.
Yes.
So
Mackle of Live.
Mackle Nishikino.
Hey, the Mack Olmore.
How about Mackie Moore from Love Live?
That's what his sugar daddy calls him, little Mackie. Hey, Mackie Moore. Get over here, Mackie Moore.
Is his sugar daddy Ryan Lewis or?
Yes.
Anyway, so my brother brought back a piece of he brought back several pieces of ribeye pie from Mellow Mushroom, and I had one, and he had one too. So
I just want to specify, I've never been in a sugar daddy situation or a sugar mommy. Very obviously, you could probably tell that from listening to this podcast. I don't know. I could be misrepresenting a whole unique subsection of our populace. I don't know if you call like your sugar baby like wewe or like
wewe.
Like if somebody would call me wuss or like I was like or like you know what I mean.
Oh. If you're the parent, why are you talking like a baby?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, you call them, like, come here, wowin. Come here, little wowin. You're such a dumb little idiot. Here's a chocolate bar.
Now, that's cool, but that would be the ideal, but it's confusing because they're talking like a baby.
Well, parents talk to their babies like that.
See, that's, here's the thing. That always pisses me off because I don't understand why you would do that because the baby can't understand what you're saying. People do that to their pets, too. And it's like,
oh, it's
stupid.
See, that never happened until Look Who's Talking, because everybody wants that beautiful moment where you're like, hello, little baby. Hello, little baby. And then the baby goes, huh, look who's talking.
Your baby sounds like that.
Everybody wants that. We would have stopped doing that years ago because people were dumber back in the day.
That makes a lot of sense to me because I always thought that's so stupid.
Then it shifted into irony, which is what our society seems to be running on right now. That is the fuel. That's the tinker that's pushing our
That's true.
Engine forward. But anyway.
So ribeye pie, olive oil and garlic base.
I feel like I'm not talking about what I was talking about.
I don't fucking care. We're running long. Ribeye steak shaved on there, portobello mushroom, artichoke hearts, Kalamata olives, provolone, feta, and mozzarella. Here's the thing, Russ. The worst part of this pie is this fucking Kalamata olives. I like olives. I'm not a big fan of Kalamata olives.
Those are like the pickled big ol' ones.
Yeah,
right?
Those ones.
Don't like it.
I don't like those.
I've had it once or twice where it's fine. When it's so much.
It's so much, and there were such big olives. The rest of it was okay. It was just kind of greasy, a little bit bland, I feel like, because it was just kind of garlic and meat and olive oil, not a whole lot else. It was just kind of disappointing. I kind of wish he got something else. But he brought it back, and it was just heating it up in the microwave. So, whatever. It heated up real well, but I don't know. Not really that great.
That kind of reminds me of one of the pizzas I had this week. So after my improv class, me and my classmates went and got some pizza. And sat around a table and I had two slices of pizza. It was at the Old Town Pizza Co., the local pizza place around where I work. And after 9 p.m., they got $2 slices. And so I got a mushroom pizza and a pepperocine. And,
ooh, pepperocine.
They're okay. Greasy pizza, decent cheese, nothing to write home about, you know?
So pepperoncini, just to clarify, that's banana pepper? Or...
Oh. I thought that the pepperoncini were those little pepperonis.
No, that's not pepperoncini.
Oh, my God, I've been calling them pepperoncini. I thought they were little... Oh, my God, Mika Brown. What are those little pepperonis called?
Pepperoncini. Pepperoncini is little... Oh, my bad. Pepperoncini is a generic Italian name for hot chili peppers.
Oh, fuck me. What are those names of those little pepperonis?
I'm going to have to... Now, hold on. Not to be confused with pepperoni. Now, I'm going to look up different varieties of pepperoni. It's just little pepperonis, Russ.
What are they called? No, they have... It's like... Oh, my God. I'm blushing right now. I'm blushing.
I thought you
hot.
Knew this. I thought you knew that it was some kind of pepper.
No. I just remember you calling something pepperoncini at one point. I thought it was funny.
So oh, no. I like saying pepperoncini, but...
Pepperoncini's great.
But I always thought it was some kind of pepper.
Nope. Okay, well, let's not talk about this anymore because I'm embarrassed because I think I've called... like those little pepperonis, pepperoncini.
I can't believe I fucked up your understanding of food.
Oh, boy.
You motherfucker.
Listen.
This is good. This owns, actually.
Stop owning me.
Hey, guess what?
Let's talk.
Hey, guess what, Russ?
I am a student award nominated journalist.
Okay.
I'm wearing my big dog shirt right now.
I'm wearing my Sonic shirt.
I'm a big grown man with a big strong brain. I might be the biggest and strongest and smartest person on Twitter.
Now, how many nootropics are you on?
At least six different varieties.
Did I ever tell you that I bought nootropics once just to see if they worked, and then they made me like jittery, and I immediately stopped taking them. I bought them on Amazon.
Oh boy,
they're like $20. You should actually buy some of them and then test them out.
Okay, hey, what if they work for me?
Here's the thing.
What if I get woke?
What if you become really smart, Russ?
What if I get so fucking smart?
Now, maybe it didn't work for me because, I don't know, but maybe it'll work for you.
Maybe the areas of your brain that you know, have you ever heard humans only use 10% of your brain?
I have heard that in
Alan,
a science class.
I think all your brain is activated.
That's the thing.
But it's all just nudes.
That's the thing. That's like why I was jittery. It's because it was just horny.
It was basically connecting the nude section, the unconscious nude section, to the like, conscious 10%. And
the part that like controls like my breathing and my moving and like my eyeballs and stuff like that.
You're essentially breathing in and out nude air according to your brain.
Yeah.
It's how chemicals.
And that's why I was so jittery and shaky.
Me, that 10%, the 10% that's up front, that's just what you're hearing right now. Quality radio, quality content, not much else, not a lot of substance. Let's face it, I'm gonna be real here. The other 90% though, Sonic maybe?
Mm-hmm. Sega consoles? Something like that.
Yeah, it's nothing too important. I don't
90s Nickelodeon.
Yeah, 90s Nickelodeon, that's more your thing. I've come to understand you were a Nickelodeon kid.
Now, Russ, how do you feel about Invader Zim coming back with a TV movie and Hey Arnold coming back with a TV movie? Who made the right choice?
I've been waiting for too long for this fucking Hey Arnold movie. If the Invader Zim comes out first, Jonan Vasquez, you fuck. You better get running, you bitch. Jonan Vasquez, if this fucking movie comes out before.
Now here's the thing, Russ. We have to watch the Hey Arnold movie together and
do
like a commentary.
I'm gonna strangle Bill Corbett with fucking Gypsy if the fucking Invader Zim movie comes out before the Hey Arnold movie.
Wait, why Bill Corbett?
You didn't know?
Is
no,
he
not
in the
Bill
movie?
Corbett. I'm sorry. No. Excuse me. I'm getting MST3K members. TV's Frank. Bill Coniff. Frank Coniff.
What's TV's Frank gonna do there?
You didn't know that Frank Coniff was the head writer of Invader Zim?
What, really?
Yeah, you never heard that before?
No, that's crazy.
You didn't know that? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. That explains why it's good.
Yeah. So anyway, TV. Alan, you like MST3K?
Yeah. I haven't watched the new one.
It's the whitest white person shit.
Here's the thing, though. It's good, though.
Yeah. I like it. There are things about the new series. It's really funny, because, like, everything, all the announcements that they made about the new series during the Kickstarter that I liked turned out amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that made me feel like, I don't like this, were just as bad as you thought they'd be.
Oh, no.
So, the Felicia Day stuff, I ain't got nothing against Felicia Day. But
it's not good.
Not known for her
comedy chops.
Like her comedy chops have never been the best. She's not bad. She's okay. Patton Oswalt, get off the fucking show.
Who is he?
He's one of the two Mads. He's the son of TV Frank. You can really feel this. Like
now he does look like the son of TV's Frank.
Yes.
So
yeah. It really feels like. They basically had Penn Oswalt and Felicia Day for about 2.5 hours worth of shooting, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm,
and they're literally stitching together takes of like long bits. Imagine, you know how it made me appreciate the old Mads from the old MST3K series.
Now Russ,
being able to do long takes and bits that were literally a full like 5 to 6 minutes long and actually pretty funny. Which, at the time, I was like, why are these bits going on so long? You watch fucking Penn Oswalt and Felicia Day, like, try to ramble their way through a bit, and you feel sorry for them. This is the first time I've ever felt sorry for Penn Oswalt in years. I'm worried about
him. Well,
here's
the thing,
like
Russ.
Sweating and
I'm just gonna skip those. I'm just gonna skip the Mads bits.
Now, that's a good idea.
Here's my idea, Russ. Next season, the Mads bits, Mads Mikkelsen. It's just Mads Mikkelsen.
But ditch the Forrester part. Who cares? Like, nobody cares about the MST3K lore. Except people who do. Don't ask me why.
I don't know. Some people do. I don't get it. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
So long as it's Bob Servo and Crow T robots there, that's okay.
That's okay. Wait, did they change the voices of the robots?
Yes, all the robots are different. But it's Baron Vaughn and
okay.
I think a UCB guy.
It's Chris Hardwick.
Oh, they're actually coming to Portland, which
the UCB,
I'd wanna,
UCB or at midnight.
No,
or?
The MST3K guys, the three new ones.
Oh, okay.
Vaughn, Jonah.
Jonah Ray and
Jonah Ray and I almost call him Jonah Radio.
That's his new name.
That's his podcast. So
that's his podcast. Is Jonah Radio? Wait, is it actually?
Yes, he had a podcast called Jonah.
Fuck
Radio.
That! I hate it. I hate his guts now.
Jonah Ray's not bad.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, he made a TV show and he cast the Spoon Man as like the second lead.
You know what? That's true. Here's the thing, Spoon Man, and Weiger, they're the new Mads.
That would rule. That would...
you know what actually ruled more than that?
What?
Sean and Hayes.
Oh my God! I don't know if they would fit.
They wouldn't actually work. They're too much of their own thing. Bugmane though.
As their oh my God, Bug. I talk about Bugmane. Cody quotes Bugmane all the time and has never listened to that podcast. He just loves Bugmane.
How does he know about Bugmane then?
Because I talk about Bugmane constantly.
What is he? Is he just saying buzz buzz?
He's just saying buzz buzz all the time.
I mean, you should get him to listen, and he'll be just shocked and appalled.
He listened to a little bit, like the first 20 minutes.
Did I ever tell you that I had a dream that was somewhat related to Bugmane?
No.
I had a dream that I was at like some sort of conference for scientists, and it was in the parking deck from my college. And I was walking around, this, and they had like a bunch of different professors, and they were all talking about like different like kind of conspiracy theory type stuff and like pseudoscience, and just like, I guess, just answering questions and stuff. And I stopped and asked one of my favorite physics professors about Bugmane's theory that we were all in the Matrix until 9/11 happened. And he's like, and he just kind of sat there thinking about it for a while, and then I woke up.
Oh. That's fucked.
It's fucked, right?
Maybe that was you waking up to the waking up.
Maybe I actually woke up out of the Matrix that day.
Oh my God.
And had a dirt cup.
Like, you woke up with a dirt cup in your hands and the machines were coming for you. Let's skip the rest of Domino's Goes.
No, hold on, Russ. Let's just hit it quick. Okay. People are putting Peeps on pizza. What do you think about Peeps?
Bad.
What do you think about Peeps on pizza? What do you think about Peeps on pizza?
Bad. People are getting mad about fucking pineapple. Like, Peeps are the worst of the pea foods.
Now hold on though, the Peeps Oreos, not so bad.
They're terrible. You couldn't name something worse than me.
They're
okay,
not
maybe
bad.
Swedish fish Oreos. Anyway,
okay, anyway, taco pizza is the latest craze at Tony Bologna's.
That sounds like bologna to me.
Tony Bologna's in Hoboken has a taco pizza. Now if you pull up this taco pizza, this looks crazy. It doesn't actually look like a pizza. It looks just like a platter of tacos. That's it. It all happened when a couple of teens who were high as hell walked in asking for tacos about a month ago. They were good kids, and they're in here all the time. And they said, "Yo, what's up? Can we get some tacos? I see you once a week." And then he said, "I see you once a week. You do understand we don't make tacos, right?" But they kept asking. So he made taco pizza.
Hey. Nothing wrong with that.
And he said they were bugging out. It was the best taco. They said it was the best tacos
buzz,
ever.
Buzz, the fucking DNA of Bugmane is in the fucking water supply. I'm just saying.
It's in there. So wait, what was the other thing? Harry Styles sends pizza and kiwis to fans waiting in line.
Ed Sheeran? Is that Ed Sheeran? Does Ed Sheeran have to do anything with it?
No, but I did get confused.
Then I don't fucking care. Sonic News.
I did get confused because I thought Harry Styles was.
I don't care if it's not Ed Sheeran.
I thought he was Prince Harry.
I want Ed Sheeran to sing a song to me so I can die.
Dog's purpose.
Kill me, Ed Sheeran. Come to my house and kill me.
Why does he look like Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley, come to my house and kill me.
Now, I want Skepta. Ah! I want Skepta to come to my house and kill me because I hate him so much. I feel like it's going to be like Mark Twain and that other guy that he hated. We're both going to die at the same day when Haley's Comet comes back.
You know how Ed Sheeran killed that teen?
He did?
He played that song, and there was a tweet going around today that Ed Sheeran played a song and it killed a teen on her deathbed.
That's good.
I think Ed Sheeran is a stand user.
I think he might be. He kind of does. He kind of does look like a stand user,
but like one of the scummy ones.
Yeah, like one of the gross ones. Yeah,
that's being controlled by Dio or something. Anyway, Sonic News, views, reviews, and toots. Animated cutscenes coming to Sonic Mania. What do you think about that, Alan?
I think it's good. I'm really into the Sonic CD style that they're bringing back.
Sonic CD.
Yeah. So,
do you like going backwards or forwards in time in Sonic CD?
I like going to the bad future.
Yeah, that's cool.
The bad future has the best music.
What about The Odd Future?
The Odd Future has the most problematic music.
Yeah. About the feet fetish. If only his music really was about feet fetish instead of...
Wait, hold on, hold on. Lil B is the one who likes feet.
I thought you tweeted the thing about Tyler, the Creator. And...
Oh, he does. I did tweet something at you that said something about feet the other day. I forgot. I did, but Lil B is the one that loves feet more than anybody else, because all he did for like a year or two, was retweet anime feet.
Tyler, the Creator says, I watch foot porn, no lie. I have a foot fetish. It's weird. I devour bitches' toes. Yeah, I mean...
Okay, yeah, that is something. Here's the thing. Of the rappers with feet fetishes, who's a bigger foot fetish fan, Lil B or Tyler, the Creator?
I think Lil B loves feet.
But probably more, in like a more posy way. Like, yeah, in a, I love the energy of feet.
I feel like Tyler, the Creator, is just in it for Goblin on those toes.
Yeah, that's what Goblin was about. That's what his album Goblin...
Whoa! The code is broken!
That's what the album Goblin was about. It was about Goblin those toes.
Alan, we got it. I'm going to delete this from the fucking podcast and send this to fucking Noisy or something, or Pitchfork.
Send it to fucking Anthony Fontano right now.
Yeah, Anthony Fontano, hear me out.
Anthony Fontano, quit getting your dick sucked and listen to this.
Anthony Fontano, get that... get that woman's mouth all off your genitals and get to fucking YouTube. Stop hanging out with JonTron or whatever.
The music version of Gaijin Goomba, please.
Or iDubbbz. Oh my god, who is that? You know who that is, actually?
Who?
It's gotta be Todd in the Shadows.
Who's Todd who's Todd in the Shadows?
he's like a YouTube guy.
That's fucked up. Why is his name Todd in the Shadows?
Because he like wears a mask or something.
That's fucked up.
Anyway, thank you. That I know who Todd in the Shadows was. Mysterious Sonic Forces character. You think it's Bubsy? You think it's Bubsy, or do you think it could be Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel?
I can't remember what the shape of Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel's head looks like. I think it looks more like a Bubsy head. I want to believe it's Bubsy.
What if it's like one of the flicky animals that you rescue that's grown up and become big?
A big flicky?
Like a big flicky. Well, flickies are the birds.
Flickies
like
are the birds.
What are the raccoons that live who get caught?
Now, Russ, you'll remember that that Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel has a headband of the Rising Sun of Japan.
Yes.
And carries a shuriken and nunchucks?
I just want to say real quick that... Video games have had no problems with offensive content because video games aren't political. There's never been any politics in video games ever. I would know this because I'm a student award nominated student journalist. So I think I know a thing or two.
Russ, did I ever tell you about my Bubsy related dream?
Alan, I think you need to
go see a doctor.
I think you need to go see a doctor about these dreams. I'm getting worried about you.
Okay, now this is a dream I had a couple months ago, or like a month or two ago, but I saved it in my notes as soon as I woke up, and I sent it to Lenore because they were in it. Or they were, okay, so hold on, here's the dream. I was sitting in like an auditorium, and it was for some sort of Sonic announcement, and people were talking about Sonic, but then a guy appeared on stage, and his back was turned to the audience. And he was wearing a white t-shirt, but he wasn't wearing anything from the waist down. So you could see his butt and you could see his balls dangling between his legs. And he was just kind of, just sidestepping out on stage, like hopping, like onto the stage. And then when he got to the center of the stage, he turned around and there was a big red exclamation mark on his shirt. And it was like Bubsy. And it was like, hey guys, I'm here to announce a new Bubsy game. And so he showed us the Bubsy game, and it looked like a 3DS game, and Bubsy was riding around on dinosaurs at one point, and it looked insanely bad. Like, it looked like Animal Crossing style graphics, but like not stylized. It just looked very bad. And then as soon as it was over, I got out my phone to like send a message to Lenore saying new Bubsy game, but a guy next to me like looked at me and like mean, like he's like, you shouldn't be doing this. And then I woke up.
Did I ever tell, this is a thing I did not tell you yet. At the industry panel, I went to BetaCon, the Cuck Con of Portland. Mm-hmm. And since, you know, what's the one thing cucks love more than being cucked? Video games.
That's true.
I went to an industry panel with a bunch of people there. I went and saw one of the people who individually might have been one of the contributing factors that killed the Sega Dreamcast. So the guy, there was this guy who helped kill the Dreamcast, and also Sony Bend, the director of Sony Bend was there, who are working on that one zombie game that nobody cares about, Days Gone. You remember that game, the E3 one?
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was there, and it turns out that studio before it got purchased by Sony. Guess what game they worked on?
What game?
Bubsy 3D.
Fuck.
I wish I had known that ahead of time, because I would have asked about it.
That's an important thing to know. I would like to.
I would have liked to have known like the dev process behind Bubsy 3D. Probably wasn't there at the time of Bubsy 3D, and probably wouldn't have wanted to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
God damn it. That's good.
Anyway, we're going way over time. Oh,
speaking of good, Sonic and B-Duck join forces for a Hong Kong clothing line. Do you know who B-Duck is?
B-Duck is the hottest brand in all of Hong Kong. It's a fun, you know, rubber
it looks like,
duck.
Here's the thing. It looks like fucking Baby Huey, and I hate him.
Baby Huey. Oh, my God. What is Baby Huey from again? Is it a Looney Tune?
I think it's like a Looney Tune.
No, it's a Casper thing.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he. Oh, God, he is.
He's a Baby Huey.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. When I typed in Baby Huey, the first thing that popped up was death. Baby Huey death. Oh, no. It's because there was the rock and soul singer Baby Huey that died in 1970.
I feel like Baby Huey is one of those things that, like, the South, like, what, like, the South would still be into, like, a weird comic strip, like, people still have on their car that, like, the rest of the country couldn't care about. I'm thinking a little Abner, honestly.
I forgot about Baby Huey, except for that one drill tweet about Baby Huey.
Lil Abner, right?
Lil Abner's bad.
Lil Abner's good. Oh, yeah, he's racist. Actually, he's bad. But you know what? Lil Abner.
I live for the tears of all Baby Huey fanboys. Their suffering is more essential to my being than the blood flowing through my veins.
You love it. Sonic Boom Season 2, Episode 9. It was a bit. Tails split himself into 5 parts.
It's like Multiplicity.
The parts got dumber. I don't know if that's a thing.
The thing is that, no, his brain, his intellect was split 5 ways. So they were all a fifth as smart as he is.
You could have just done you've already stolen everything you can from every, like, Simpsons cartoon or whatever. Steal that one episode of Dexter's Lab, or was it Jimmy Neutron? Remember the Jimmy Neutron episode where it split into different personalities?
Yeah.
And evil Jimmy?
There was Horny Jimmy.
Wait. Was there there was Horny Jimmy.
There was Horny Jimmy.
Horny Jimmy.
There was a Horny Jimmy. There was, like, a dumb Jimmy, there was, like, a happy Jimmy, a sad Jimmy, and, like, a horny Jimmy.
Yes.
Did he have, like, a Spanish accent or something, or was that just Buzz Lightyear?
I think it was French.
Oh, okay, whatever. The two horny languages.
The horny, the romance language.
Fuck, my recording stopped for some reason.
2, 1, clap.
Okay, so we stopped my computer. I think I accidentally clicked something, or I think
Alan was running one of his 13.
I was I hit
keyboards.
That was actually probably what happened, is that I was I accidentally touched my crazy keyboard because I was adjusting one of these like knobs and levers on it, and it stopped recording.
That fucking rules, actually. That's rad as hell.
That actually is rad as hell, because I'm just surrounded by keys.
I'm afraid if Alan's room does become a Gundam cockpit, you'll just explode yourself. You'll stab yourself with the laser sword. Or beam weapon, sorry.
Beam weapon, yes. Please. So, anyway, the tail splits. So there's Horny Jimmy. Jimmy Neutron.
Horny Jimmy.
There's Horny Jimmy, remember?
Horny Jimmy. I just like saying it like that. Horny Jimmy.
Horny Jimmy.
Horny Jimmy.
Yeah, so, that's like a Jimmy.
Oh, Horny Jimmy.
That's like Jimmy hats.
Jimmy Beautiful Gorgeous, the favorite character. Anyway.
Oh, God. Do you think, Russ, have we ever checked to see, like, how much, like, fan fiction and fan art there is of Beautiful
There's
Gorgeous?
Gotta be. We could always go to AO3.
We could always go to AO3.
What about that alien girl who fell in love with Jimmy?
Oh, you mean in the one arc where they went to do, like, the...
Yeah, like, you know, there was the chunin exam, and then there was the one where they got
the sports festival. The sports festival. the hero license or whatever. God. So anyway, there was the one where they went to the furry island or whatever happens in One Piece. God damn it.
God damn it.
And then there was the one where, and then there was the one about Jimmy's son, Bimmy. Remember Bimmy?
Bimmy and Jimmy Lee.
Oh, no, Bimmy. It was like, I was making a Boruto joke.
I thought you were making a Double Dragon.
No, it's his name is Bimmy. Like,
what if it was Double Dragon, though? Think about it.
Is Naruto the president in Boruto, or
he's basically Ninja President.
Ninja President. Okay, he's the Hokage or whatever the fuck.
The Hokage. Only I'm allowed to be that dumb. Only I'm allowed to say Arkansas.
The Hokage is the cage they put hoes in.
First time I said Arkansas out loud, and I said Arkansas.
Oh, you fucking dumbass!
I was like 13 when I did that. No excuses.
Hey, no excuses. Russ, I've got, so that episode of Sonic was bad. Eventually, there's a naked Eggman. Like, Tails like popped up on Eggman while he's in the shower, and we almost saw Eggman's nipples, and I hated it.
Eggman's nipples, as I said, us Portlanders love rough, beaten to death nipples, and it looked like Eggman had similar ones, and it made me rethink my life.
So. Tails found a chamber pot full of shit, and then in Eggman's house, and then proceeded to smear it all over the walls and the couch and jump up and down. It was the worst.
And then we realized you were in Pornhub and we were in the scat section.
Yeah, that happens to me like at least twice a day.
Alan needs their jazz fucking. Their jazz fucking for the day, and then sometimes you wind up on you're looking subs up on Pornhub by accident.
I mean, that happens. It was a bad episode. And then Eggman like just switches the thing to Wumbo or whatever, and then like Tails gets put back together, and he's like, oh, that was a bad idea. And then like, Tails, and then like Styx tries to fuck him. I don't know. It's fucked.
Styx is horny. I think we're getting to something here where. That makes Styx both more relatable but more hateable, because it's the part of myself that I hate.
That's true. Yes. And that's part of you that I hate, too. Check, please.
Check, please.
Toot of the week. I've got a toot of the week. I didn't post it in the thing. Fuck, I forgot. But it is Samantha the Dove.
Samantha is anything like Storm the Albatross?
Well, tell me what you think Samantha the Dove looks like.
Samantha the Dove looks like a bottle of Dove shampoo.
I'm going to post the link in the Discord, and you can go take a look. Samantha the Dove is right there. Samantha the Dove is a white dove with love hair and a bang that covers her left eye. At the end of her hair, there is a green dot. She has green eyes and white feathers. She wears a green emerald circular necklace, a light blue tank top, black jeans, green boots. Do you have an idea of what she looks like? There's a picture of her drawn on some notebook paper here. I don't see the bang covering her eye.
It looks like her legs are melted.
You know, that happens to the best of us.
You know me. Alan, you're always melting.
Well, that's because that's part of my Tetsuo the Iron Man style life, that I'm just kind of melting and melding with my machines and my razor peripherals. Even though being in the Babylon Rogues team, she is also a nun. She can be really hostile and aggressive, especially to males, but she is a warm-hearted 21-year-old. So here are her powers and abilities. Hydrokinesis, pyrokinesis, aerokinesis, made by PiggyBird98. Oh, that person's 5 years younger than us. Type, aggressive, nice, warm-hearted, fast, smart, intelligent, religious. Short-tempered. She's a nun. Her religion is Christianity. Here's her...
I got the theme.
Hey, guess what? Here's her likes. Church, God, Jesus, her religion, the team, her family, blades. So she loves religion, the team, her family, and blades.
You know, Sonic's not into a religion as a whole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you'd have to imagine. You'd have to imagine.
I think so.
I think Sonic would change his name to something like Yusuf if he had a chance.
I think he would. I think he's going to convert at some point.
It'll happen. I'm just thinking about it. But you know what? I bet Sonic's cool with Christianity, though.
I think he is cool. I think Tonic's very tolerant of other beliefs. I think I always thought that the Babylon Rogues were, because they were descended from genies, I always assumed there was some sort of Islamic kind of thing going on there, but apparently not, because you have this nun who's clearly very Christian. So I don't know. Dislikes: males sometimes, bad language, porn, nudity. Team: the Babylon Rogues. Theme song: Centuries by Fallout Boys.
But all that they do is, like, all the Babylon Rogues do is jerk off and curse. Like, that's
literally all they do is hoverboard, jerk off, and curse.
That's all they do. Like, that's all I can picture them doing. They're, like, basically Shadow the Hedgehog. But Shadow the Hedgehog's False Cell and dry.
And, yeah, he's so, the driest person alive.
Probably he just got created with no genitals.
That's true.
Well, I don't want to rock the cradle. I feel like this will fuck up the Sonic fandom if I say that. I think I just let a genie out of a fucking bottle.
It's going to turn into a Babylon Rogue someday.
This is the Pandora's box that I just opened. Shadow Genital Game 2017.
Hey, Russ, have you ever thought about how fucked up it is that they're descended from genies, so these genies had to have fucked and then gave birth to birds?
I've seen some fan art of sexy genies before. Literature.
You'll never have a friend like me.
Hey, Shantae?
Shantae is the half-genie hero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Genies are...
So genie fucked a bird.
Yeah, genie fucked a bird at some point.
Or maybe somebody just wished to have a genie. They want, like, I just want... One of my wishes is to have a bird kid.
Isis.
Wait, what does that have to do with Isis? Isis is a bird god, I think.
That's what I was saying. I was thinking, like, Isis, but then I was like, is that a double joke, or is that just me saying something?
Theme song, Centuries
but
by Fallout
Boys. Isis is a bird lady, right?
I think so. At least that's what I learned in Persona, because one of my personas is named Isis.
It's bird goddess, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm both impressed by myself, but also depressed. I was like, somebody get disappointed that it's an ISIS joke.
Now, Russ, how do you feel about Medjed? I feel like that's the one Egyptian god you might like.
I don't know Medjed.
Look up Medjed.
Medjed?
Look up Medjed.
I like Medjed.
You like Medjed a lot, huh?
I like this Medjed.
Medjed's so good. Now, I kind of feel like Medjed, one, is just an Undertale character. It's literally just an Undertale character.
Medjed is a guy who works at a weed store, and he's just known as Medjed, but he's also an ancient Egyptian god.
He's just wearing a sheet over his head. He just looks like a ghost, and...
I think I might be Medjed.
You could be Medjed.
I could be Medjed.
Now, the upsetting thing about Medjed is that all other people in Egyptian, hieroglyphics and shit are always, like, facing sideways. Medjed is always staring right at you.
That rules.
He's very cool.
Medjed, let's forget about Samantha the Dove. The toot of the week, actually.
Is Medjed.
Medjed. Fuck Christianity.
Fuck this.
We're going back to Egypt.
We're going back to... And here's the thing. Why wasn't he in Gods of Egypt?
That would rule.
If Medjed was there?
Yeah.
God. Now, hold on. This is a big meme in Japanese culture. Everybody loves Medjed in Japan.
People love Medjed in Japan.
Here's the thing,
Twitter.
Russ. Medjed is in Persona in some degree. It's not really a spoiler because there has nothing to do. Medjed is just a name of a thing. But, like, Medjed's cool.
Medjed's cool. I like Medjed.
I like Medjed a lot. Medjed's the best Egyptian god.
Medjed.
Medjed looks like fucking Navstablook from Undertale.
Yeah, but not lame.
But not lame, like, and not, like, emo, like, and shitty.
You know me, I'm a gamer. I don't play, like, bullshit baby books. Like,
You don't like playing baby games. You just like playing the real adult games, like Dead or Alive, Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Yes, thank you. Games with that my mommy, if she saw, would get very mad at me about.
Yes. Also, trivia about Samantha the Dove real quick. She is the only one in the Babylon Rogues who has powers. She started being a nun at 18. She is a misandrist. She's a misandrist.
Wow.
So maybe she's good.
I think I said the other day that video games don't have politics.
And now they do.
But I guess they do now.
Here's the thing, Russ. She is the main protagonist of Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Riders, Sonic and the Secret Ring, Sonic and the Black Knight, Samantha and Sonic and the Battle of Heaven and Hell. You might have played Sonic Unleashed, Sonic Riders, Sonic of the Secret Rings, etc. She was the protagonist in those, and you just didn't notice it.
You didn't know. It was two sides of the same coin, though. Everybody's there, you know, the main character.
It's just like a Murakami film or something.
Yeah.
I remember it differently. I remember there being Samantha the Dove.
It was Samantha the Dove was the one who saved the day. No, Sonic did.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's Rashomon.
It's just like Nier, actually.
It's exactly like Nier. Remember that time that all the Babylon rogues were fucking in the desert, and then they all started chanting, "This cannot continue," later on? Oh, man. What a day. Anyway, fan questions. We're running super long here, but fan questions.
Noah asks, Alan, will you watch Delgo with Russ and I one day?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually. Delgo will happen.
Delgo will happen. Maybe if Freddie Prinze pays me some money.
Cole, do you think Sonic owns a Tenga egg? Also, what is the official Easter pizza?
So, Sonic does not own a Tenga egg.
Sonic doesn't own a Tenga egg.
Tails does.
Him of his enemy. Yeah. No, well, I don't think any of them do because it reminds them of their enemy, Eggman, who has psychic control over eggs.
That's true.
If there's one thing, you wouldn't want to wrap something around your dick and then have it, like, crush your dick or something. You know what I mean?
That's true. Do you think
I don't know if a Tenga egg could, though.
Maybe it could have like some of them have like little nubbins and like little spike things in there. Maybe like those would be like actually like not made of like silicone, like they'd hurt.
Ooh, that's like.
I mean, that's good for me.
Alan branded a Tenga egg.
Yeah, it's just filled with like blades and stuff. It's like an Iron Maiden but for your dick. That exists, by the way. Fright Shark asks, do you believe that the only penalty for sin is death, and that God allowed Jesus Christ to take that penalty for mankind? Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Aya asked, raw egg on a pizza, and Russ, I've kind of had that.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that one pizza we had when me, you, Harry, and Lenore went to 900 Degrees Pizza or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you remember that pizza I had with egg on it?
Well, I was assuming Io was talking about, like, cracking an egg and throwing it right on there.
Well, I mean, they cracked an egg right on my pizza and then popped it in the oven, but it didn't really cook that well, and it was still, like, runny yolk. So the whites were cooked pretty well, but the yolk was real runny.
Yeah. That's not... Was it good?
Do you remember? I think I gave you a piece of it. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, me neither. I also got fresh prosciutto on mine. And
yours was, like, gummy as hell.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, that was just, like, fucking raw meat on there.
Yeah.
I always meant to ask Lenore if they were just disgusted that, like, the first meal that they had with us was just me eating a fucking raw egg dumped on a pizza. And you just, like, and you just shoving, like, raw meat in your mouth. And then you got these two British people. I forget what Harry got, but I think they got something reasonable.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're just, like, shoveling different kinds of, like, dead animal products in our mouth that aren't even cooked.
I was like, don't look at me!
Now, Russ, you mostly say that every time you eat, though.
I'd say that whenever I'm around a girl, so...
Well, that happens. Whenever Russ is in public, too. That's why he's like Medjet. He puts a sheet over himself.
That would rule... People would like me if I was Medjet. Maybe that's my new aesthetic. I'm Medjet.
You should become Medjet, Russ.
I am Medjet now. Ditching Russ. The Russ man is no more. I am now Medjet.
I can get into Medjet. I think Medjet might be cool.
Do you want to do the lightning round, or do you...
Let's just do the lightning round. Come on.
Okay, we have an anonymous curious cat.
Russ has an anonymous... And when he's not getting his dick insulted.
Yeah, when I'm not having my... when I'm not being forced to explain to people that my dick is curved like a boomerang, I ask occasionally for Sonic questions, and we get some.
Now, so Russ, do you ever think it's weird that, like, you don't want your dick insulted, but I do, and it never happens to me?
No, it's... pretty brutal, to be honest. Well, I tweeted about this. Like, our show is ultimately a tragedy because, like, you're owning people constantly. Like, you take people down one at a time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I, the Russ man, want to own others and, like, be, like, fucking...
Well, you're the worst at it.
I'm terrible at it, and everybody is owning me constantly. I'll never escape it.
But we...
It's brutal.
It's really like an O. Henry story. That's a gift of the Magi. It's exactly like... Paw. It's like the monkey's paw.
Hey, Alan, an anonymous asks, what if a pizza on a What if a pizza on a pretzel crust?
That'd be good. That
Pizza Hut does that. Apparently, it's good.
That's it's,
who is
it's
the
okay.
worst one-time Sonic character?
Danica. No.
I thought you were gonna say Danica Harrod.
No, like, no, no, no. Right. If she was in if she was in there, that'd be great. I was gonna say Danica Patrick.
Yeah, she sucks. I was gonna say Chip from Sonic Unleashed.
Oh yeah, know what? You know what? Actually, it's Chip. Fuck Chip.
It's Chip.
Danica
Fuck
Patrick's
Chip.
Okay, but I wish she was. I wish they gave her more reason for being there.
I hate Danica Patrick, but also at the same time, because I'm a guy, I love Danica Patrick.
Sweetie.
I was she's a sweetie with views anyway, and I was waiting every Super Bowl. I would watch the Super Bowl to see if she'd take her shirt off.
Now Russ, Russ subscribed. He made us buy all these all of our domains on GoDaddy.
Well, I mean, partially because it's also GoDaddy, like.
Oh yeah, also because you loved that time the elephant got shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm wearing a big dog shirt right now. I'm pretty much the GoDaddy. You know what I mean?
No. What's the next question?
How do I cure my Sonic mania?
Wait for the game to come out.
Yeah, wait for the game to come out. Do you have any concerns that Sonic Forces is going to play like Sonic and the Secret Rings, where the game is great if you're going forward, but then freaks out if you have to backtrack?
Sonic and the Secret Rings was fucked up because it was basically on rails and it was garbage.
Yeah, it worked better in Sonic Generations. Not that this looks better than Sonic. To be honest, it looks kind of worse right now. I mean, that's just the one stage you've seen, so.
I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm worried. Anyway, which Sonic character has a four fetish? Vector the Crocodile.
Definitely.
Who do you main in Sonic the Fighters? Bean the Dynamite.
Yeah, always.
It's basic stuff. He's got that bomb attack.
You kidding me? He's got Dynamite in his name.
It's basically Link from Soul Calibur too.
Yep, that also.
How do you feel knowing that the Sonic level pack from LEGO Dimensions is one of the better Sonic games in recent years? I wouldn't know. I'm not going to pay $80 to play.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Also, what other Sonic games have come out besides Sonic Boom in recent years? That's not a very high bar to clear.
Yeah. Any opinions on the board game Sorry? Would you play if it... Fuck Sorry.
Fuck Sorry. Fuck Sorry. It's gross.
Sorry sucks. What a miserable board game for miserable people. That makes me...
It's
miserable.
Almost as bad as the Game of Life.
I do kind of want to play the Game of Life.
The Game of Life sucks ass. I hate that game.
I'm
game only about Life, Monopoly, baby.
You would be fucking Dr. Moneybags.
I just love money.
You just love money!
It's fucked up how I was like, I'm going to become super leftist in 2017. Resistance! And then I'm like, oh man, now I actually got a lot of money and I want to keep it forever.
I want to be covered in gold.
I would like to dip my whole body in molten gold like Goldmember.
And become a early Iron Man.
That would be great. Yeah, could I be the old shitty Iron Man that looked like he was like some sort of like old time diving suit?
Yeah, and I could be like old shitty Daredevil.
I was thinking you'd be old shitty Mandarin, and you'd be racist.
So you got me there.
Any more questions?
Let me check. You should talk about Vaporwave on your podcast. Hey, Vaporwave.
Hey, guess what? I'm wearing my Sonic Vaporwave t-shirt.
Fuck yeah.
Guess what? Gotcha.
You should post the pic. Take like a picture of yourself in it or something. We'll post it like when I got the sweater.
Oh, I should, but I might.
We'll see. We'll see if we got time. Anyway. Yeah, that's been Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. Happy Easter. This will not be out on Easter, probably.
Might be out. No, Russ is probably not going to edit it today. Maybe tomorrow.
So, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Xbox.
Putting down the universe. Hey, happy Easter, Xbox. Alan, do you have any plugs?
Follow me on Twitter, @ActionAlan. Follow Usher on Twitter. I guess he has a Twitter. I don't know.
Follow me on Twitter, Piss Goblin. If you want to know my secret, my super secret After Dark Twitter, you gotta DM me. Wink, 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 wink.
You can also DM me one, but you have to send me a nude first.
Oh,
and I'll give you my After Dark.
Well, actually, I'll just promise Alan I won't send them a nude.
That would... sure, I guess that checks out. Yeah.
Yeah, for me specifically.
Yes, from you specifically. For if anybody else, I'd probably take it.
Yes. Anyway, this has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Live and learn.
Live and learn. I'm coming.